We as Christians are encouraged by God to be an example to the world. This not only includes our fellow Christians, but also unbelievers. We all make mistakes in this area, and we all need God's forgiveness for it. Although we fail, we're still required to make an attempt to correct our behavior. People judge us and the church as a whole by our actions and our words. The exercise of our tongue can have a great impact on those around us, and we need to practice restraint when using it. Let's look at some examples of failing to control the tongue and what Scripture has to say about it. First, other people's speech affect us. Speech often has a large impact on us personally. King David had to deal with people who meant to discourage him and kill him, and King Saul sent men out to do that. Psalm 59, let me look that up. Psalm 59. King David says, deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for who say they doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength, I will wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them, that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge, if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. King David's enemies were running about looking for him. This was when he was younger, before he became king. They were not hunting him because of any sin or transgression he had made, but because they were evil and King Saul sent them to kill him. They were spreading lies about him and yelling them as loudly as they could in order to intimidate him and to flush him out of hiding. The scripture says that their words were sharp and cutting, that no one would notice. They thought no one would notice. And young David asks God to punish these treacherous people. The words that they were speaking were meant to discourage young David, but he knew that God would allow him to triumph against his foes. David also asked God not just to kill the men who spoke evil, but to destroy them publicly so that the world would know that it was God who rules Israel in the world. David then promised God that he would sing his praises for God's protection. our speech affects other people. In this psalm, David is asking God, in Psalms 39:1, he's asking God for his grace for his sins, and he makes a bargain with God that he will take care when dealing with others. This is Psalms 39:1. Psalms 39:1. There it is. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. David vowed to take care to watch his behavior. He vowed not to sin with his tongue. He vowed not to be in control of his tongue in the presence of the wicked. In Proverbs 12:6. Proverbs 12:6, he says, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. In this Proverbs, King Solomon is saying the words of the wicked cause harm, and the upright person's words deliver them from harm. It's our duty to take care in what we say. Proverbs 15:28. Proverbs 15:28. In Proverbs 15:28, it says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Here, King Solomon tells us that the righteous person thinks about what he has to say, and the wicked person speaks evil without thinking. Before I became a Christian, I spent a few months at a homeless shelter in Rapid City, South Dakota. I had no money, and I needed a place to stay while I looked for a job and saved up some money to get an apartment. I eventually found a job at a meatpacking plant. It was hard work with long hours. And I would get breakfast at the shelter, they would pack a lunch for me to take to work, and then I would get dinner in the evening at the shelter. After dinner, I would wait until the dorms were open and I would sleep overnight. One day after work, I was waiting in line for dinner, and one of the other men came up to me and asked me a stupid question. I was asked, if you wanted to kill someone, how would you do it? Keep in mind, this was asked of me before I became a Christian. I had lived a hard life with hard people for much of my youth and my young adulthood. My father was in and out of prison for years, and he had a tendency to gather rough people to him. Rapists, thieves, con men, and killers. I was known in the mission to be an avid reader and quite smart for the crowd at the shelter. So frequently people ask me questions. This day I was tired and hungry, coming from home from work, and not really thinking when I answered the stupid question with a stupid answer. I don't know, I'm gonna guess. What if you only had a knife, I was asked. To my great regret, I answered this question with a reply that I will not repeat. My first reply was not satisfactory. The questioner didn't like the answer. So he asked me, what if you wanted to make someone suffer? I won't repeat what I answered. But a few weeks later, the young man who asked me these questions went out and killed someone in the mission at the shelter. And he did it in the way that I said would cause people to suffer. Well, I didn't kill this person. I contributed to his death. And I greatly regret that. I later came to Christ, and this question is answered. This next question is answered. Has haunted me ever since. I said, what would have happened if I had shared Christ with that young man instead of answering a stupid question with a stupid answer? It probably wouldn't have stopped the guy from getting killed, but at least I wouldn't have contributed to his death. It probably wouldn't have brought the young man to Christ, but again, I wouldn't have been party to what went on. So we as Christians, we need to control our speech. We need to learn to avoid causing harm and use our speech to build each other up in righteousness.